Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. Tonight, you'll hear from the girls and boys head basketball coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. Catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats with head coaches Keith Christine and Lance Bergman. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Browns Electronics in Beloit, Nextech, and by Willow Spring Services in Beloit.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. To the Thursday Locker Room Chats, we're joined by Keith Christine, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Letty Blue Jays. Coach, your team picking up a couple wins since we talked last. As you moved to 18-1 overall, you're now 11-0 in the Northern Plains League. 57-31 win at Sylvan Lucas on Friday night, and then a 50-36 win at Bennington Tuesday. Just real quick, what were some of the things that stood out there on Friday? You get three in double figures, led by Elizabeth Walter with 23, and you win that one by 26.
Yeah, you know, Dusty, I thought we were ready to play, but I'll tell you, Sylvan Lucas, they were extremely physical, and we got off, I thought, to a fairly decent start. I don't know, seemed like we were up 16 points or what have you. I say that we won the first 3 minutes, and then they just really put it to us the remainder of the first half because they picked up their game. They were more physical, and I just think our girls just kind of put their feet in the sand and just kind of stood and never played defense or never executed any offense. But credit really has got to go to Sylvan Lucas. They were just so much more physical than us, all the way through the night. But after the first half, I thought that we calmed down and we executed offense. Defensively, we picked it up and scored 16 to their 8 points in the third quarter and just kind of cruised throughout the remainder of the game. Again, Elizabeth stepped up again for us. She's been just really doing a nice job, and Kara had a nice game as well as Avery Gates, and you know, the second half we played extremely well to pick up a nice win against a very good Sylvan Lucas team.
Bennington on Tuesday, you got off to a good start. I don't want to say a slow start because you got up 6-1 early, but then Bennington kind of took over there and took a lead of about 5 points in the second quarter, but you were able to take the lead before halftime, and then Mankara Eilert really stepped up in the second half for you. She had 11 in the fourth quarter alone and finished with a new career high of 25. How important was it that you finally got that inside game working?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dusty, ever since that Brenna's been down, Kara's really picked her game up. I'm going to say she was averaging around, I mean, she's doubled her scoring average since, which was really nice, is really nice because we need everyone to step up, and we have. We did. We got off to a nice start, just kind of, again, settled in and just kind of let Bennington, which is, you know, one of the best, probably two win teams in the state. Of course, they play some younger girls, and they've consistently got better throughout the game or throughout the season. And, you know, right now is when you're wanting to play well. Well, they really challenged us. But, you know, again, we got to work through Kara in order to, which showed in the second half, get Kara the ball, Kara scores. We're able to hit perimeter shots because we got a couple good shooters on the perimeter, and when we get that inside-outside game, we're extremely tough. So, again, you know, we just kind of regrouped at halftime, changed defense up just a little bit, and buckled down. We were a lot more aggressive. Needless to say, that showed on the scoreboard to, you know, getting out to about a 20-point lead and then able to sub late in the game because I stuck with my five starters, you know, until I knew the game was in hand, which was nice because three of the girls had two fouls in the first half, and, you know, we got to learn to play with fouls, and which we did. And, you know, again, it was a nice win against Bennington.
Give me some quick thoughts on Lincoln coming up on Friday night. You close out the regular season with the Letty Leopards. They're 5-15 coming into town on Friday.
Well, you know, again, we can't take anyone for granted, and Lincoln is a well-coached team. And, you know, again, we got to show up, be consistent, and make ourselves better in every little thing we do, you know, getting ourselves set up for a tournament next week, sub-state. We just got to look to do that. But again, we want to win this game because, you know, that would mean that we're undefeated in our conference and It sure be nice to get a nice conference win on senior night at Beloit.
Keith Christine, head coach of the St. John's Tipton Lady Blue Jays here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time and best of luck as you finish out the regular season Friday night.
Thanks a lot, Dusty.
Stop in Brown's Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill in Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and katycountry94.com. We're with Lance Bergman, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton boys basketball team. Coach, a couple good wins for your team since we last talked. You went out at Sylvan Lucas 57-37 on Friday night, and then a 68-55 win at Bennington on Tuesday. You've now won 4 straight road games as you get ready for your final regular season game, which will be at home on Friday. How do you feel about this little stretch here for your team on the last 2 wins?
Well, this is the stretch that we've really been talking about and we were kind of looking forward to. It's the one that we thought we needed right before the playoffs to get ourselves ready, because it was four road games. The last 2 we knew were going to be extremely tough, both at on the road at 2 good teams, and proved to be that way in both cases. We came out Sylvan, and I thought we played really well. I knew they were going to be Sylvan was going to be excited. They just came off the win against Osborne, so we had to be ready. I thought we started out real nice, played a really good game pretty much the entire time. Mason did a nice job on the boards, and I thought we hit the glass really well. Dylan stepped up and hit some shots and scored quite a few points there for us, hitting some open shots because they gave him the open shots, and he was able to knock them down. Felt like we passed the ball extremely well against their zone and took advantage of the backside, which was something we had talked about. And so we felt pretty good coming out of that. I was happy going into the weekend and knew he was going to have a real challenge coming up Tuesday. I kept selling it to the boys. That's the last time we had lost in the regular season, was 2 years ago at Bennington. That's any kind of motivation you can try to find with high school kids, you're going to use it. Mm-hmm. I just kept bringing it up to him. That's the last time this group has lost in the last 2 regular seasons. We need to go up there and be ready. We got handled the last time we were there. So the boys had a pretty good practice on Monday. I missed part of it due to work issues. Coach Hake was able to run some of it. We had some things that I wanted to work on. We talked about it. And then we just came out and was hoping to be ready to play in the first quarter. Dusty, I thought we came out ready. We went up 18-10. Looked really good. Shot the ball pretty well. Handled the ball really nice. Got some pressure on them. The only thing I remember in the first quarter was being a little bit upset because we left File Kid open. It was one of those things, as a coach, that you really hammer home a point. And one of them was do not leave him open, and he hit a 3 in the first quarter. But fortunately, from that point on, we did a nice job of guarding him. Second quarter, a few, calls here or there that we got in some foul trouble, did some subbing around trying to get some things going, just Mason, in the second quarter had like 4 great shots. I remember when we turned around, there was, I know for sure 3 of them were all the way in and then came back out. And at that point, I'm telling the boys, I'm saying, you can't get better shots than that. I'll take those shots all day long. If they don't go in, they don't go in. Well, while that was going on, Bennington was getting the same shots and they were getting the roll and they, bounce around a little bit and they would go in. So going into half, we got down 1. I told the boys, I said, don't be concerned. we just didn't hit some of those shots. You know, we didn't get the ball to fall in. They did. It's going to have to come around. We're a good enough team. And third quarter comes around, you know, excitement going on in the game, you know, at the end of the half and then early in the third quarter. I got getting excited, but, you know, it was just that kind of atmosphere. You get excited about the game. You want to win. And you want to work hard. You want to make sure you're fighting for the boys. And Mason got his third foul. Eddie ended up getting his fourth in the third quarter, and it was like, okay, now we're kind of scrambling. We had to switch defenses. Justin Brummer came in and, you know, handled the middle of the defense for us. And I mean, it was huge. You know, allowed me to do something I typically wouldn't do. Mason had three fouls 2.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. It's a 2-point game, I believe. And usually I'm going to sit him, you know, in that close a game, I'm going to sit him with three fouls all the way to the fourth quarter. I'm sitting there kind of having an argument with my gut, with my, you know, head at the time. I'm looking at the thing. I'm like, don't put him in. You don't need to. We're right where we need to be. Save him to the fourth quarter. It'll be good. But at the same time, my gut says, do it. Right now is the time to go. So I decided to put Mason in with his three fouls. He ties the game up the very first play that he goes in. And then, you know, Justin got three of the fouls that normally Mason would have got during that situation. But that was the whole reason I put him in, is that Justin standing in the middle to eat up some of those fouls. So that was huge for us. I remember at one point they got a dunk, and I didn't even see it, but the crowd went crazy, and it was awesome in there. Aaron Heath comes down comes off a pick or something and shoots a three, and it's like, wow, that's, you know, a gutsy shot at that point. He made it, and I think that was probably the turning point offensively for us. When that went through the hoop, you know, the boys were like, okay, let's go. Everybody got excited. It was a big shot because Bennington's crowd was going crazy. Hits that shot, and then we kind of relaxed, you know, and started playing a little bit better offensively. But a lot of points in that game that could have been turning points for us. I felt like, you know, we did a nice job at taking momentum when we got the chance and not letting Bennington run away with it when they have the momentum. You know, a little frustrated about the free throws at the end. I know we're a good free throw shooting team, but that was, we can't be missing those at the end. But defense was outstanding in the fourth quarter. I thought we really locked down and then did a great job of rebounding. And for the most part, took care of the ball the entire night. That was one thing we had talked about.
You'll close out the season coming up on Friday night against Lincoln. If you can give me some real quick thoughts about them and how you feel about that matchup.
Well, it's on our floor. You know, we get excited to play at home. So I think we'll be ready at senior night. I know that Lincoln graduated a lot last year, and they're kind of in a rebuilding mode. So we just got to come out focused and, you know, work on some things and make sure that we get the job done on our floor. And just enjoy this with these seniors, you know, at their last home game. They've had a great career, and we want to make sure we finish it out on a positive note and get ourselves ready for next week. So I know the boys will be ready. And, you know, they're really looking forward to what we got coming up next week. So we just want to make sure to stay focused and get after it in the final game of the regular season.
Lance Bergman, head coach of the St. John Sipton Blue Jay boys basketball team. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the regular season on Friday.
Yeah, thanks, Dustin.
Our St. John Sipton locker room chats are brought to you by Browns Electronics, Willow Springs Services Incorporated in Beloit, and NextTech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? NextTech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact NextTech today for a free network security consultation.
No water in that kitchen sink? Think Willow Springs Services. Stool won't flush? Think Willow Springs Services. Flip the switch and no light? Think Willow Springs Services. No power in that outlet? Think Willow Springs Services. AC won't cool? Think Willow Springs Services. Heater won't come on? Think Willow Springs Services. Hey, I see a pattern here. If it doesn't work, call Willow Springs Services and they can change all that for you. Give us a call. Willow Springs Services, 785-738-2474. Your local Bryant dealer, Bryant. Whatever it takes.
Stop in Browns Electronics at 705 North Mill in Beloit. If you're looking for a new phone, they're a Verizon authorized retailer. Check out all their new plans, devices, and accessories that are available now. Also, if you're looking for the newest in television service, they offer Dish Network plans. Dish also has the Hopper 3, a whole home DVR system that allows you to record up to 16 shows at once on a 2 terabyte hard drive and also gives you the option to watch TV on any device anywhere, plus many more great features. Learn more at Brown's Electronics, 705 North Mill and Beloit, or call them at 738-3332.
We continue in the Northern Plains League with Lakeside Knight head coaches Travis Eberle and Drew Dusky. For the latest NPL information on the web, check out ncksports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, the State Bank of Downs, and by Nextech.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined by Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. A couple games since we talked last, coach. You won a low-scoring battle with Natoma on Friday night, 32-25, and then you pick up a pretty nice win out at Logan on Tuesday, 44-35. As far as Natoma, what stood out on that one on Friday night in that seven-point win?
Well, you know, we come out, and I thought we played pretty well. We just, missed easy shots. You know, that's been a problem we've had in the last few games. And, you know, we shut down their shooters pretty much. And, you know, and I couldn't ask for anything better on that part. We just had struggled with putting the ball in the basket and, you know, missing free throws. And free throws is another thing we're struggling with right now. So hopefully we can get that taken care of before we get into sub-state.
Again, Logan, a nice win for your team there on the road, 44-35. I think a lot of people had different ideas of how that game might come out just to talking with some of the other people in the area, but you guys got a nine-point win at their place on Tuesday.
Yeah, we come out, and actually I think we was up 13 or 14 at halftime, and once again, though, we come out in the third quarter, and they got within five of us, but, you know, our girls took care of their shooters, and Bailey Brummett made some threes that, you know, actually we shot well from the 3-point range, and, you know, and that always helps. And you know, still having a few costly turnovers in the third quarter, that's what, you know, give them a chance to get back into it. But, you know, when you take care of their shooters and don't let them just sit out there and shoot, you know, good things can happen. And I was proud of the girls with getting the win, and now we got to get ready for Friday.
Friday, you have Sylvan Lucas. They've struggled a bit this year at 7-12. What do you expect to see from the Lady Mustangs on Friday?
Oh, you know, Sylvan always plays hard. They're not a real tall team. They do have, you know, they got some quickness, and, you know, as long as we come out, it's senior night for us, and, you know, that's always a kind of a mental block, I think, sometimes in some people's heads, but. You know, we'll come out, and as long as we take care of the basketball and we, shoot the ball well, I think we'll come out on top.
It's Travis Eberle, the head coach of the Lakeside Lady Knights. Coach, we thank you for the time again this week. Best of luck against Sylvan Lucas and then against Rock Hills as you open out Substate next week.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs. Checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC. This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94, katycountry94.com. We're joined by Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights. Coach, a couple games since we talked last. Looks like you had a pretty good defensive effort there on Friday night. You win 48-20 over Natoma to get that league win, but then a tough loss on the road at Logan on Tuesday, 43-38. Natoma, what was the biggest thing in that game that helped lead to the nice win?
Well, you know, we kind of just took our formula from the league tournament. You know, we were able to kind of exploit them in the post a little bit with our post players, you know, our game plan was just to get it inside and score as much as we could inside. And if they started packing in, that opened up some shots outside. And that's just kind of how it went. And then defensively, you know, we knew that we could give them a little bit of pressure and have them turn the ball over a little bit. And luckily, we were able to get that done.
Again, Logan, on Tuesday, you go out to their place. And, you know, I was looking at that game on paper, figuring it'd probably be a pretty close game. And that's what it ended up being. You fall short by 5, 43-38. What happened out at Logan, and maybe some of the things that might have went down for you, went wrong for you down the stretch?
Yeah, and we knew it'd be a pretty good matchup. Just looking at the, you know, their numbers and our numbers, and you know, we led for most of the game. Really, you know, we had a 6 or 7 point lead in the third quarter, and they started battling back, and we kind of went away from what we do best, is, you know, trying to get the ball inside, and we had some untimely turnovers in the fourth, and they. You know, got the lead, and we missed some bunnies inside, and you know, had some bad passes and things that we weren't really doing in the first through third quarters. And you know, they were able to gain the lead, and then we just couldn't find any offense there in the last 3 or 4 minutes. But you know, we played good for the most part. We just couldn't close out, which is, you know, disappointing, because you know, if we would have got that win in Logan, we would have got the third seed in Substate. But now we're looking at the fourth seed. But you know, it is what it is, and we'll be ready to go. Friday when we play Sylvan, and then on to Substate.
So, and Lucas, what do you expect to see from them on Friday night?
Yeah, they're a good team, obviously. You know, they beat Osborne last week. I think it was last week. And the Harbor kid, he's a tough matchup for us. And, you know, I think they can shoot well. And I think they want to – I think they like to slow the game down a little bit, and which might play into our favor, and it might not, you know, whether we get – more possessions or less possessions on offense. Sometimes that doesn't matter for us, but you know, we're gonna try to get the ball inside like we do anytime. You know, I think a lot of teams we can match up well in the post and really do well. And obviously, this game doesn't count towards Substate because that's already out. But you know, I think if we beat Sylvan, I believe, if I'm not wrong, you know, that would put us at the fourth place finish in the league, which is pretty good coming from what we were at last year. So you know, this is a big game. It's senior night, and this will be the last time our seniors get to play on our home floor, so it'll be a special game.
Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best luck as you finish out the regular season and then headed against Upstate against Stockton next week.
All right, thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by the State Bank of Downs, Brushar Corporation in Downs, and Nextech.
Can your businesses afford the cost of viruses, worms, ransomware, or other cyber attacks? Nextech Total Network Security delivers a simple, worry-free security and backup solution for your business. Rest easy knowing you are providing a secure e-business foundation, keeping files and customer information secure, improving productivity by ensuring network uptime, and reducing your liability in the event of a security breach. Your network is only as strong as its weakest link. Contact Nextech today for a free network security consultation.
This message brought to you by Brush Art Corporation in Downs, helping customers build leading brands within their respective industry. Brush Art Corporation of Downs is proud to support Lakeside High School activities during this school year. The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. The State Bank of Downs can take care of all of your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, signed certificates, and loans of all types. They are locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding area since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards are also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
We continue our Thursday Locker Room Chats with Rock Hills head coaches Matt Railsback and Matt Hesting. Remember to catch your favorite basketball team in action with our high school basketball games of the week on Tuesday and Friday evenings on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 and on the World Wide Web at kdcountry94.com. The Rock Hills Grizzlies Locker Room Chats are sponsored by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Kears Thriftway in Mankato, and by Bonert Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're joined now by Matt Railsback, the head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. A couple games since we talked last, coach. You went out to Thunder Ridge on Friday night and fall 70-18, and then a 39-12 loss to Pike Valley there on Tuesday. Just kind of overall, what were your thoughts there Friday night up in Kensington, a tough loss there at Thunder Ridge?
You know, that's a really good team we went out there and played, and we did not play anywhere to our potential. You know, we did score some points when they got in some of their younger girls, but I don't know if the girls are just checked out at this point with the rough season going on or what, but I know, you know, against Kensington, Thunder Ridge there, and then same with Pike Valley, we just haven't been playing up to our par. We are dealing with a little bit of sickness going around through the teams, and so that doesn't help anything. And we're down to 7 players now, and so our rotation isn't quite as deep. And we're just struggling offensively. You know, defensively we do okay. That Thunder Ridge game, a lot of theirs came off their press and just run out layups. And when we get into the half-court set, our defense don't do too bad. Just struggling offensively to score points is our biggest deal. So just a good team there in Thunder Ridge and just a tough loss for us.
Pike Valley, you already mentioned as well, kind of struggled in that one, 39-12. You'll move on now with Osborne coming up on Friday to finish out the regular season before you get ready for Substate next week. Just kind of looking at the Lady Bulldogs, it's a team that's kind of been up and down this season, but playing well of late. It looks like they're 7-13 now, and just kind of playing some decent basketball right now. What do you expect from Osborne on Friday?
Yeah, you know, like you said, they're kind of an up and down team, but hopefully the girls will come out and be ready to play. You know, a team that isn't overly aggressive on a lot of the possessions, and their press maybe isn't quite as good as a team like Thunder Ridge, but they're still a really good team who I think is going to come out ready to play. They're hungry to get some of those some more wins before Substate, and you know, hopefully my girls just want to come out and play and compete and against a team that maybe we match up a little bit better with. But with our depth and everything, and then struggling to score offensively, it's just going to be tough. You know, against Pike Valley, we only scored 1 field goal. Shot free throws really well, so that's paying off. We're improving there, but hopefully we just come out ready to play and finish off this season strong and on a positive note, and ready to come back for Substate and then next year and get better, because I'll have everybody back, plus some young girls that in the junior high that have had some success and did really well this year, and so hopefully our girls are just ready to play and want to compete and end on a good note.
Matt Rails back, head coach of the Rock Hills Lady Grizzlies. Coach, thanks for the time this week, and best of luck as you finish out the regular season and head into Substate next week.
All right, appreciate it, Dusty. Thanks.
At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato. There's great savings now for Tuesday. Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato. They have the meat department, whole bone-in Boston butt pork roast for 99 cents a pound. It's now for Tuesday. Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss out on all the great savings now for Tuesday. Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have fresh family packs of bone-in pork steak, $1.49 a pound. It's now for Tuesday. Cure Striptway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Welcome back in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We're joined now by Matt Hesting, the head coach of the Rock Hills boys basketball team. Coach, your team taking on two teams since we talked last year, Thunder Ridge on Friday, and won that one 49-45, and then you go to Pike Valley on Tuesday, a 51-42 loss there. So kind of different ends of the spectrum here. But going back to Thunder Ridge on Friday night, I thought probably one of their best games that they've played all year and really challenged you guys, but you came away with a four-point win. What stood out in Kensington?
You know what, Dusty, I think there's been quite a few teams that have had some of their best nights of the year against us. I don't know how to take that. I don't know whether they they think we're easy pickings and they can step it up a notch, or whether we bring out the challenge in them or whatever. But for whatever reason, we've had a lot of games this year that and that's not to take away from somebody because of their record, like Thunder Ridge or Lincoln or anybody else. I mean, it just seems like there's an awful lot of nights that people have career nights against us. And like you said, the Hale kid had a career night against us with 21, and we couldn't stop him if we'd had a grenade or something. I mean, he was just incredible. I mean, he made 10 out of 11 shots inside the paint, and I thought we had pretty good defense on him. You know, you were there. That was did the game. That was a strange game. I think you probably have to agree, where everybody was just lighting it up, and it was 36-28 at half, and, you know, it looked like it was going to be a 75-70 game or something like that, and then all of a sudden things changed, you know, dramatically in the second half. I felt like we quit hitting, and they didn't, and then it got to be a point where we had to make some decisions. You know, are we going to try to keep shooting here to try to extend a small lead that we have and keep giving them possessions? And then I just made the decision, you know, we can't stop them on the other end. They're just having a great shooting night and everything, so our best bet would be to limit the possessions, and that's what we did, as we ran some time off the clock, as you saw, and when it all panned out in the end. I don't know what your stats said, but I had them on an effective shooting percentage, where you figure a little extra on making threes, and I had them at about 75% shooting effectiveness, and you don't win very many games like that. So we felt pretty fortunate to get out of that mess.
Pike Valley on Tuesday, some quick thoughts on that one as you fall for the second time to them with a 51-42 loss.
You know, all of our games with them have been almost identical. They beat us by 6 first game of the season. We got them by 6 in league tournament. They got us by 9 last night. And every one of those games has been within 3 going into the fourth quarter. One we've led, one and the two that they've led, all within 3 points. And all 3 of those games have basically come down to the last 2 or 3 minutes of the game, and who could maintain a lead and then cause the other team to maybe have to foul and get to the free throw line. And they beat us like that with trays and free throws in the first game. We beat them with some trays and some free throws in the second game, and they got us the same way the third time. That the game last night was a 43-41 game with a minute and a half to play, and they used a timeout, and we had to foul with about a minute to go. They made 2 to make it 45-41. They got the ball back. They went up by 6. We got fouled on a 3. If we'd have made all 3 free throws at the 28-second mark, it would have still been a 3-point ball game, but we only got 1 out of those 3, and it was a 5-point game. We had to foul again and again, and then they made 6 in a row. They made 6 free throws in a row in the last 40 seconds to take it from a 3-point game to a 9-point game. So that's what it was. It was a very nice ball game for our kids. We shot the ball pretty well, especially in the first half against their zone. Struggled a little bit against their man in the second half. And Pike Valley's got a nice team, as you know, right up there at the top of the league, and a good outing for our kids. So we don't feel too bad about it. We just hope we'll keep playing good this time of year.
Osborne coming up on Friday night as you'll wrap up the regular season. You saw them once already and lost in the third-place game of the NPL tournament by 5 back on January 21st. Just some quick thoughts on Osborne and what you need to do the second time around.
Well, I just hope that we just get a little healthier, number one. We had some sick kids last night against Pike Valley, 2 that were not in school on Monday, and 1 that hadn't, and Derek Gillett hadn't been around for a week, and that we played sick there. Number one, we have to get healthy. We have to hope that we can get some energy back, and I don't know what the bug is, but I would just like to see us play with energy and play maybe a little bit better defensively throughout the whole game. It seems like we have lapses there, and then let the chips fall where they fall, because as you know, that, you know, there's if we can take care of business in Substate, we're going to see that same Osborne team. If we can take care of business, we'll see that same Osborne team again a week from Friday too. So you know, it's more of just a posture game, where you want to go out and feel good about yourself, win, lose, or draw when it's over.
Matt Hesting, head coach of the Rock Hills Grizzlies, here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the regular season Friday night and heading into Substate.
Okay, thank you, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Mankato Professional Pharmacy, Keir Swiftway in Mankato, and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
You'll find great savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have 10-pound bags of Best Choice russet potatoes for $1.99. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Don't miss the savings now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. That Best Choice shredded cheese, 8-ounce selected varieties, 2 for $3. It's now through Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. At Mankato Professional Pharmacy, they love being your pharmacy. As a good neighbor pharmacy, they work to improve your health and the health of the community. At the pharmacy, you'll receive personalized care and exceptional customer service. Remember, now is cold and flu season, so get the remedies you need to stay healthy at Mankato Professional Pharmacy, where they appreciate your business and encourage you to stop in today and let them take care of you. Mankato Professional Pharmacy in beautiful downtown Mankato.
We now turn our attention to the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs and their head hoop coaches, Emily Carney and Mark Spears. Remember to tune in to the Tuesday and Friday night games of the week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And you can also hear all the exciting action online, KDCountry94.com. The Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are sponsored by the Bennington State Bank.
And welcome back to the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94, KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas girls basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last, you took on a very good St. John's Tipton team at home last Friday, a 57-31 loss. Kirsten Decker had 16 of your 31 points there. What were some of the biggest problems maybe for your team on Friday night in that loss to St. John's Tipton?
Start off with, we went down, I think it was 0-17 at the beginning of the game, and we did manage to fight back. I think we were down by 10 at halftime, and we had them within 5, but then I think we just ran out of gas. We fought so hard to get back into it, and we just, there in the end of the third quarter, we were just running out of, we were just tired.
I'm kind of looking at your team here. In this month of February, you've gone winless. I guess, what are your thoughts on that, and what are you working on right now and trying to keep the girls' confidence up as you get ready for Substate coming up?
We're just constantly talking to them about how defensive pressure wins ball games, and that's what we're still trying to get fixed. And, you know, we can go out win games. It's just we haven't been able to put it all together. Mm-hmm. And constantly, just like I said, defensive pressure.
Lakeside coming up on Friday night to finish out the regular season. They've been a team that's been pretty much mostly up this year, but they've shown that they're susceptible at times. Looking at Lakeside, when you see them on Friday, what do you expect to see from their group?
Yeah, like you said, they're a pretty decent team. They're taller than us, which we've seen all year. It's nothing different, but we've just got to go out and play hard. We can't go down early and try to fight back into a game. We need to go out and play with confidence at the beginning of a game and, you know, do the best that we can.
As we said, Substate coming up for your team next week. The brackets are released for that as well. The good news for you guys is you have those games at home. For the most part this season, you've been fairly successful on your home floor. You have Chase. It'll be the third time you played them. You beat them at home in the NPL tournament consolation, but then lost to their place back on February 7th. What do you need to do here against Chase when you look at the matchup there here this third time around to keep your season alive on Monday?
We're going to have to contain the drive a little bit. They've got two quick guards up front, and we just, that second time we struggled keep them in front of us and containing that drive, and they were able to get easy shots off of it.
It's Emily Carney, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas Lady Mustangs here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks for the time, and best of luck as you finish out the regular season and headed into Substate.
Thank you.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
Welcome back on our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. We're joined by Mark Spears, the head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, just the one game since we talked last as you had Tuesday night off. You took on St. John's Tipton on Friday and you fall 57-37. RJ had a nice game. RJ Haber with 18 points there, but just a little bit too much from the Blue Jays on Friday night. What stood out the most in that 20-point loss?
Well, we just didn't shoot the ball as well as we wanted to, and of course I'm thinking St. John's Tipton probably had something to do with that. But you know, they're one of those teams, if you're going to have a chance to win, you got to shoot the ball pretty well. And, you know, I thought our kids played hard, but we just didn't shoot it as well as we wanted to. And they had some kids step up for them that hadn't played very well the first time and shot the ball really well the second time. And, you know, they're one of those teams, they got an awful lot of weapons. And, you know, it was just tough for us to match up with them. And, you know, they were most definitely better than us that night anyway.
You're going to finish out the regular season coming up on Friday night as you'll go to Lakeside, looking at the Knights. They're a team that's been kind of hovering around a 500 mark this season. They're 11-9 going into that matchup. They are 8-3, though, in the Northern Plains League. They've had some success this year. It'll be your first meeting. What do you think about Lakeside on Friday?
Well, you know, from what I've seen, they're much improved over a year ago. They have just gotten better and better as the year went on. And you know, they've got some good athletes. Two Johnson kids are really good athletes. And Strody kid is, you know, one of the top athletes in the league. And they've got some other support players that step up and do the job for them. And, you know, we got to go to their place. And, you know, it's senior night, last home ball game. And, hey, I guarantee you we better come to play or we're going to be in for a long night.
So that'll be the regular season finale, as I mentioned. Then you'll head into Substate next week. You don't know who you'll play yet, as you have the number 2 seed. But what are some of the things that maybe you focus on there on Friday night and then heading into Substate to get your team ready for this Substate in the postseason?
Well, you know, we've already looked at some of the teams that are going to be in our Substate. We actually went down and watched Hutch Central Christian and Elyria last night, and boy, talk about two quality teams there. And, you know, we just want to focus on Lakeside and try to get a win there and get some momentum headed into the playoffs. And, you know, when it's playoff time, it's, you know, everybody's 0-0. And, you know, if you win, you get to go on. If you don't, you get to go home. So, you know, we're just hoping to go up to Lakeside Downs on Friday and bring good effort. And our kids are looking forward to playing. So I think it'll be a good opportunity for us.
Mark Spears, head coach of the Sylvan Lucas boys basketball team. Coach, thanks for the time again this week, and best luck out at Lakeside on Friday night.
All right, thank you.
Our Sylvan Lucas Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Bennington State Bank.
We've been there in the good times, been there when times were lean.
Are you getting what you need from your bank? Bennington State Bank is family-owned and is committed to the communities they serve and to rural Kansas. They've been successfully helping farmers and ranchers for more than a century. They pride themselves on being a leader in agriculture and agribusiness solutions. Come see the difference with Bennington State Bank. Visit Bennington State Bank at bsbks.com or on Facebook, member FDIC.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. Tune in again next Thursday to hear more from the basketball coaches at St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, Rock Hills, and Sylvan Lucas. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:10 as we'll get the latest basketball news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, Lincoln Leopards, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Lakeside Knights, Rock Hills Grizzlies, and the Sylvan Lucas Mustangs.